He calibrated all his feelings in a tidy little row. Set his dials to friendly laughter, though he didn't really know. He practiced every smile from mild delight to glee. But every time he tried them, they looked more like Era 23. So he packed his tiny toolkit and a half-charged star map too. Typed acceptance in the search bar and the map said, "Who are you?" He shrugged his metal shoulders with a hopeful little word and set a course for somewhere that might possibly be heard. He was scanning every planet for a sign. Customs, hoping none of them were wrong. He was perfectly adorable, and no one seemed to see. The universe was far too silly for a robot such as he. He landed on a moon where all the locals spoke in rhyme. They thought he was a jukebox and he kept feeding him their dimes. He tried to show emotion, pressed the button marked delight. But it only played a jingle about parking overnight. He asked the passing starship if they knew where he should go. They said acceptance, oh that's Tuesdays, but not this week, you know. He logged the information with a beep of quiet grace and drifted on determined through the vast, ridiculous space. He was scanning every planet for a sign that he belongs, taking atmospheres and customs, hoping none of them were wrong. He was perfectly adorable, but no one seemed to see. The universe was far too silly for a robot such as he. He tried to simulate affection with a pre-installed routine, but it came out as a warning, please stand back, this may be green. He wondered if emotions were a glitch he shouldn't trust, or maybe just a feature buried somewhere in his rust. Still he's scanning every planet for a sign that he belongs, hubbing something to himself in oddly hopeful little song. Too silly for a robot such as he. Then a comet sparkled past him, and he felt a tiny joy. Wait, joy, I felt something. I felt something.